It is a gorgeous day out there, mid-60s right now, get into the low 80s today. Complete details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Tune in on Saturday for Behind the Mitten on WPHM. John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman are, I believe, north of the Mighty Mac. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where do we find you guys this week?
We are in St. Ignace. I'm literally sitting on the side of Highway 2. We are on our search for Michigan's best Mexican restaurant for MLive.com, and we're about to go have our first meal of many today at Jose's Cantina right here in St. Ignace.
Are you guys getting tired of Mexican food at this point?
No, never. Come on.
Not possible, right? But you found some really good stuff along the way, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a great adventure so far. We've been in Lansing and Flint, and then, of course, we're up here in the Upper Peninsula. We went all the way to the Keweenaw Peninsula, to Drummond Island yesterday. Really cool place there. So we're finding great Mexican food all over the state. Of course, we have more trips coming up this whole week, and we'll be in Grand Rapids and Ann Arbor. We'll be in Jackson, Kalamazoo, and Detroit.
You know, when you guys do these food searches, it's surprising where you find the best. Sometimes it's not where you expect it to be. Is that right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We love the hidden gems in discovering new places. For example, right, we're in St. Ignace right now in Jose's Cantina. So there's a Mexican restaurant in St. Ignace, and they make great fish tacos.
Right, yeah, white fish burritos, who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Fantastic.
Well, what's on the show this Saturday?
Amy, you want to cover that?
Did we lose her?
You might have, yeah.
Okay, yeah, the call just dropped out.
Yeah, we're on Mackinac Island, and we had a great time there. Discovering, they have a new restaurant that's just opened up this season called Smoky Jose's. Barbecue and Mexican at the same time.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a fantastic. We broadcast from there. We talked to our friend Tim High from the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau, and he's awesome, kind of outlining what's new on the island this year. And then we talk about the Sip and Sail cruises. If you get to Mackinac Island this season and you go, what is a Sip and Sail cruise? It's this awesome little trip you take from Mackinac Island onto the Straits, and they have different themes. They have a Bloody Mary cruise. They have a bourbon cruise. They have a craft beer cruise. It's just a way to get out there. You don't have to drink if you don't want to. Just get out there and enjoy the Straits, see the bridge from a different perspective.
Boy, that sounds great. Neat. You really got me wanting to go up to Mackinac. And that's where we're going to be next week for the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. And so we're going to spend a lot of time at the Grand Hotel and some of our other favorite places around the island. It's always, always fun to be there.
Yeah, we love Mackinac. And tune in this weekend's show. You'll get a lot of great ideas of things you can check out. Amy just took a nice photo of Paul Bunyan, the Blue Ox.
Love that. That's it. Love that. Good stuff. Well, guys, have a great trip up there. We will be tuning in on Saturday to hear all about it.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. That's John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman. You hear them every Saturday at noon here on WPHM with their show Behind the Mitten, where they are at all different kinds of places, up north, West Michigan, East Michigan, you name it. They've been there, and they are currently searching with MLive.com for the best Mexican food in all of Michigan. And so they've been crisscrossing the state, trying lots of different kinds of Mexican food.